This is News Talk.
Well, the wedding's on the front page of certainly the Irish Times this morning, and it looks like all the indications are that it'll be 100 guests from the 5th of August to be allowed at your wedding, from up from the current cap, of course, of 50. The Irish Times: ministers will today push for the wedding, for the number permitted at a wedding to increase beyond the current limit of 50 guests. A number of cabinet sources said they believe that the numbers permitted should increase to 100 guests from the 5th of August, with ministers set to argue that the limit should be increased given the high uptake of COVID-19 vaccines. Also, by the way, NPHET to meet this morning to discuss the threat posed by the Delta variant, because obviously case numbers are still high enough, 1,345 last night. So let's see what NPHET says after it meets this morning, and also Cabinet meets as well. But it looks like the main thing being discussed at Cabinet is increasing the numbers at weddings, and also this plan from Education Minister Norma Foley, which you heard a little bit about from the Minister yesterday on News Talk Breakfast about the reopening of schools. The brides also on the front of the Irish Daily Mail: a boost for our brides. No mention of the grooms, just the brides. But the story there is that the Cabinet is expected to sign off on a proposal to increase the number of guests allowed at weddings when it meets today. And really, and the Daily Mail makes the comparison here, the optics of all of this. So we were going to have, we will still have, of course, 200 brides marching to the Dáil in their wedding dresses, and it would be a huge spectacle, obviously. So this is a way of, I suppose, pushing back on that a little bit, and at least the government ministers can say, well, look, we have a plan. You can have 100 at your wedding from next month, because I heard Ciara Kelly saying this yesterday. We just know that the images of hundreds of brides in their dresses marching outside Leinster House will be on the front of all of the pages tomorrow morning, of the front papers, the front pages of the papers. So the optics wouldn't be great for government, so maybe this is a way of counteracting that. No grooms at the protest, I don't think, and certainly not even a mention of a groom on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Now, the Irish Independent looks at the Fair Deal scheme, and any of you who've been through that scheme will know that it can be, in some cases, difficult to navigate. It can be quite confusing. They are revamping Fair Deal, and the big change is going to be that income raised from family homes which are rented out when the owner is in a nursing home will be exempt from contributions to the Fair Deal scheme. This is under the government's Housing for All plan. It'll commit to excluding rental income from the scheme, and the idea being that that would encourage people in nursing homes to rent out potentially thousands of properties, because at the moment a lot of them lie vacant when they could be rented out. But now Housing Minister Dara O'Brien is hoping his plan to exclude rental income from the scheme can be introduced, and this could mean that people in the Fair Deal will be able to rent out their main residence while in care and keep all of the revenue raised as well. So that's a big feature of the Housing for All plan, which we're still waiting, of course, for it to be published. The real capital, Cork, is on the front of the Irish Examiner, as you would expect, and the headline is billions of euro for a new city of Cork. I'll tell you, big, big plans. It's called Ambitious in the Irish Examiner. An ambitious draft development plan for Cork aims to make the city a major economic driver to counterbalance Dublin. Billions of euro in central government funding will be injected into housing and transport plans for the city. The hope is to create thousands of new jobs and transform Cork into an international city of scale. They're looking at 20,000 new homes and increasing the population by 125,000, and also increasing footfall in Cork city centre by 250%. So very, very ambitious plans there on the front of the Examiner. The Irish Daily Star this morning, their headline: aching bad. A legally blind pensioner acquitted of selling close to a third of a kilo of cannabis has told the Star that the drug should be legalised. During the trial of Evelyn Corrigan of Kilnamana in Dublin, her defence asked the jury, is this Breaking Bad meets Golden Girls? And she has been cleared of drug dealing, and she says that the use of cannabis was being used to fight pain. Wayne Rooney's on a couple of the papers. if you're listening yesterday, I'm sure you've heard about this latest drama involving Wayne Rooney. The front of the Irish Daily Mirror says that there is now confusion surrounding which police force is investigating the embarrassing pictures of Wayne Rooney with semi-naked girls, because the Greater Manchester Police Force has denied that they were looking into the snaps 24 hours after Wayne Rooney's representatives said the matter had been reported to them over fears of criminal conduct. And then the Irish Sun has what they call a picture exclusive, which is a photograph of Wayne Rooney walking with two blondes to a budget hotel where photos of him passed out went viral. Listen, you want to be on the back pages, not the front pages, if you're a soccer star and a soccer manager like Wayne Rooney. And apparently he did call the police over the pictures, and he was quizzed by officers yesterday, but we don't know which police force is actually investigating it. Now, the Irish Times, back to home and more serious matters there. On the front page, allegations that pupils were sexually abused by a Jesuit priest in Belvedere College in the 1970s were not properly investigated or brought to the attention of the Gardaí, a former school headmaster has told a Jesuit-ordered inquiry. And last night, the order said that the sexual abuse of pupils at the Dublin school was a, quote, shameful chapter in the order's history, following the disclosure of some of the draft contents of an inquiry into the issue. Big story in the Irish Independent. It's in the Irish Examiner too as well, and it's going to crop up at Cabinet today. And just when you think about the Olympics on at the moment, well, there's a big event which is hopefully going to come here in a couple of years, because Ireland has been shortlisted to host the 37th America's Cup sailing tournament. Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney, he being a big fan of sailing, didn't he spend some time in his youth sailing? Anyway, he's going to tell the Cabinet today that Ireland has made it to the final round to be considered for the host nation for the prestigious sailing competition in 2024. Cork being pitched as the host city for one of the oldest sports tournaments in the world. And Minister Simon Coveney recently hosted a delegation from the America's Cup specialist in Cork Harbour, who were examining the viability of the city for the competition. Now, we don't know at the moment who we're up against in the final round, but apparently it's a small number of countries, so the prospects look good. We'll see what happens, and Cabinet will hear more about it. A lot of people watch this. I have to be honest, I don't know a lot about the America's Cup, but it had a global viewership of 940 million, so it would be nice to sell Ireland to that sort of global audience there. The Telegraph this morning has some advice from Boris Johnson for you about how you can be cleaner and greener for the environment, and the advice is, do not rinse your plates before you put them in the dishwasher, and this will limit the impact on the environment. This is according to Boris Johnson's big environment spokesperson Allegra Stratton, who has suggested that you should freeze leftover bread to reuse rather than throwing it away, and order shampoo in cardboard packaging there. Some would say too little too late for some of those measures. Also, in terms of the environment, the Telegraph has a story this morning which would turn my stomach, but I know for other people they will be all about this. This is the new milk craze. So obviously a lot of people adore almond milk as an alternative, but now a university has developed a potato alternative. This is potato milk. And researchers claim it's less harmful for the environment. Scientists at the University of Lund developed the product after research revealed that potatoes require 56 times less water than almonds there. So this could be the new alternative. You'll go into a coffee shop and say, hello, can I get a coffee with potato milk as opposed to almond milk, or, God forbid, the old regular milk. Final story comes from the Irish Daily Star this morning. And if you're single and looking for love, well, apparently you will be busy swiping on dating apps this weekend, because findings from Bumble, which is the women first dating app, showed that July is the most popular time of year to date for Irish people, with over half, 54% of singles, lining up dates to take place over the bank holiday weekend. And the dating app has noticed a rise in bank holidating, is the phrase, bank holidating, as singles across Ireland look to make use of the bank holidays to meet new people. So get on your apps this weekend if you're looking for love, appears to be the advice.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com, this is Newstalk.